selfishly come into alignment with the superpowers within yourself, and the teacher in you sees it as a means that it helps others to align also. It's why children so readily take to those ideas. They feel an invincibility about themselves that most adults have long left behind, but that invincibility is there. In other words, the idea that under any and all conditions you can still survive, and it doesn't matter what comes at you, you still make it through, and it doesn't matter what anybody else says about you, you're still who you are, and you're so clear, we're speaking from the superhero perspective that you're talking about, but it doesn't matter, it does not matter what anyone thinks of you, your clarity about who you are is still there. In other words, we think you're just finding a very clever way to remind us and others that these ideas are not new. They've been around for a long time. It's just another way of coming into personal empowerment. And it's interesting, as we listen to you here and as we feel the vibration of those who are listening to you, there is an attitude of frivolousness about this subject, sort of like, oh, shouldn't we be talking about more important things? And we want to say that there is no more important thing than talking about coming into one's own empowerment. And it doesn't really matter what excuse you use to come into your empowerment. Coming into alignment with who you are is always an important thing. And that's what you've been feeling about our involvement in all of this, you see. We know who you all are. We've been standing over there in the vibrational escrow vortex of who you all are. We've seen you before you came forth into this physical body. We've seen the evolution of that which you are, and we never look at the disconnected part of you. We have our eyes only upon who you really are, you see. And so when you catch a glimpse of that, sometimes you interpret it in the way Esther's interpreting here. Sometimes you interpret it in the format of superhero. But in any event, you are all so much more than you are usually allowing yourself to be. We're glad you are intoxicated with the idea of being the whole being that you are.
When you had mentioned that we're all on our own surfboards, that you basically balance yourself on your own surfboard and you allow everybody else to connect to source and be on their surfboards, it really resonated with me. And loving superheroes, there's a superhero called Silver Surfer who surfs the galaxies on his surfboard, and he generates the energy that propels him. And I was thinking that right now, everybody, the wholeness of the universe is going around flying like the surfer. Like, it is available out there currently. When I'm a match to it, I'm a match to it vibrationally. You can call it, if you want to start categorizing things, vibrational superhero. But vibrationally, I'm there. I can see the board lighting. I can feel the energy. I can feel the invincibility of being able to fly by planets and things that...
Well, what you're describing that it is all set up for your successful achievement. In other words, yeah, we tell the story a little differently as we talk about coming from source and focusing into an environment and how the contrast inspires you to your unique ideas of how you would like the world to improve or your own experience to be. But you're absolutely accurate when you say that that grid of energy is already there, that it's everything that is necessary for the achievement of anything is already within your grasp. It's just a matter of you tuning yourself to participate within it in whatever way you want to. Yes.
But it's actualized. That's why I can see it emotionally. I can't see it physically, but I can feel it. I can see it. It's actualized. It's out there. It's there. That's how I know I'm connecting. So... any tips on how to further actualize that? I'm not saying necessarily physically, but any, I know meditation, I know other things. I don't know if there's anything else that would help release the resistance and just allow more of it to flow. Now, I'm not pushing it. I know that it's kind of like a cake in the oven that it'll...
Well, the only thing that is necessary for your personal accomplishment is, you see, the tricky thing about talking about superheroes is that you make them unique and rare. And